This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 214, How to Stop Being Afraid of Your Own Dreams and Maximize Your Impact in Life. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, where you'll finally get real native English conversation and fluency for business and life. We believe in connection, not perfection, when it comes to learning English. Now, here are your hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. Today, we are back with our temporary co-host, Christy, the fearless New Yorker. Let's get to the show. In today's episode, you'll learn about one amazing All Ears English listener who has set an incredible goal and dream for his English and his life, and why that's making all the difference in his English level. Are you on our email list yet? Join more than 5,000 other All Ears English listeners and make sure you don't miss any of our amazing All Ears English episodes. Get on our list now and we'll send you a weekly summary of the most exciting and interesting All Ears English moments every week. These episodes are hot, so go to allearsenglish.com/hot. That's allearsenglish.com/HOT. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey, Christy, how's it going today?
It's awesome. How are you doing, Lindsay?
Welcome. Thank you. I am great. It's a rainy day here in Boston. The rain is kind of pattering on my window and the wind is howling. How's the weather in
Boston.
New York?
Well, we're neighbors, so it's not that much different. I don't think it's as windy, but it's definitely shades of gray.
Oh, shades of gray. I like that quote. Cool. Well, today, Christy, I want to talk a little bit about, you know, about the idea of, you know, why are we actually learning English? So, you know, our listeners all over the world are learning English, but I have a great success story of one of our listeners and he's from Turkey. His name is Sergen. I hope I got that pronunciation right. Maybe it's Sergen. I don't speak Turkish. Christy, do you speak Turkish?
No, I don't even eat turkey.
I don't speak Turkish. Sorry. All right. So my deepest apologies if I got the pronunciation wrong, but I think he knows who he is. So I want to point out that, you know, when we go ahead and link our English study to an actual dream, we can have a lot more success. You know, like, why are you actually studying English? You know, are you studying it because someone told you that you should or because your friends are studying, right? So the example with Sergen is what he actually wants to do is he wants to become an actor in Hollywood. How cool is that, Christy?
That's cool. I love it.
That is so super cool. Do you know anyone who's an actor in New York?
Yeah, I've met a lot of actors and actresses. So being an actor and actress is totally possible. I mean, how much money you make is going to, that's going to depend.
Right. Sure. But that's okay, because if you're doing it because you love acting, then that becomes a little bit irrelevant. And so this is something that's accessible, I believe, to everyone. And what he's done is he started listening to English between 4 and 8 hours every day. And he says that he never feels bored because of his goal. Like, he's always thinking about his dream, his end dream. It's not just, so there's got to be something bigger that you're working towards, right? He says we need to find an intense dream to get that real motivation to do that. Yeah, I really like that. So I think this applies to more than just learning English. You know, I think this applies to life. Christy, have you ever been in a situation where you found yourself using the word should, right? That's a buzzword, sort of a danger word. And what happened? And can you tell us about that situation?
Yeah, I think I use the word should most of my life.
Oh my God.
In fact, I still say I shouldn't do that. And that's definitely something I work on. But I think on a bigger level, I was sitting in a lecture in college. I think it was like world history or something. And it was the sophomore year. I had spent a year, the previous summer meditating.
What is sophomore year? Just one quick question for our listeners.
Sure. Great question. Sophomore is the second year in either high school or college.
Thank you.
Yeah. So I was sitting there, and at the end of the lecture, I was like, wow, I learned something and I paid attention because I realized, and then at that point, I realized that most of the reason that I had a difficulty in school growing up was because I never paid attention. And for me, it was because everything about school was a should.
Oh, God.
You should do this homework. You should read. You should pay attention. And it wasn't linked to anything that I was interested in or any goals I had set for myself.
Oh, God. Yeah. You know, I feel like I can really identify with that, Christy, because I think I did the same thing. And that's why I could never remember any facts from the history books, because I just didn't, I mean, I didn't care, because it was presented as a should. You should get great, good grades. You should go to college. You should do this, right? Get your GPA, right? So how did you get over that, Christy? So that class, was that a turning point for you? Like, did you change your major? Did you choose a major based on that decision? Or
and that was what was nice. I think by my second half of my sophomore year, my third year, I was able to take business courses, which for me was the interesting. And you know, and I really agree with surgeon.
You got it.
For me, it sounds a little, I don't know, I'm embarrassed to say this a little because I don't know if it'll happen, but I really believe that I'm going to do something that'll change the world.
Ooh, and I like that. Can you say that again? I love that.
I really believe I'm supposed to do something that's going to change the world, and I will. And I actually believe everyone can and will. I just felt very connected to that purpose. And so sometimes it's not even just a goal, but the sense of purposeness. I don't think purposeness is a word.
Purpose.
Purpose. Yeah. That can drive you. And from the purpose, that you kind of usually set goals. And so I felt this big purpose, and I didn't know exactly what it would be. But from, I would say I was in intermediate school, which is the school before high school, or some people call it junior high.
Middle school, junior high.
Middle
right?
school, junior. Yeah, that I was supposed to do that. And I just felt like, well, each path I take, each step I take, is going to lead me towards understanding the goals I need to achieve that. So that's what kept me motivated.
Oh, that's so cool. I love what you just said, Christy. It's super inspiring, because I feel that way too. Like, I feel like I'm meant to change the world. And I wonder if our listeners feel that way. I wonder if we're all born with that feeling. Like, as kids, as teenagers, we have this sense that we're gonna change the world in some way. But then I wonder if it gets trained out of us through people saying, you should do this, you should do that. And then we lose sight of that dream. And that's, to me, that's really sad. But this is Surgeon is an example of how we can get that back on track, right? He's, you know, just going ahead and he's putting it out there. He's saying, my dream is to act in Hollywood. And that's why I'm learning English. And that's why he's doing that.
When it comes to improving your fluency, there is a gap. It's a gap between what you have learned in your textbook and where you need to be in order to start having vibrant conversations with native speakers. Our connection method bridges that gap. Plus, you get to take a 12,000-mile journey around the U.S. by video lesson. Get our special offer on our online course this week only at allearsenglish.com/plan and save up to 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th.
You know, I mean, that's something similar for me. When I started working in English schools in New York, I was just kind of, I was bored. I mean, I loved the interaction with students, but it wasn't linked to anything that I wanted to take ownership over as creating my own thing. Mm-hmm. So it was a lot of should. It was a paycheck and that was it. And I was really uninspired. Mm-hmm. But now I'm building All Ears English and I think we're inspiring a lot of people. And so my work, I'm working, you know, 8 hours a day or more. And that's linked to a goal, to something bigger, a vision. And like you said, Chrissy, a purpose.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Awesome. So I hope you guys can feel a little bit of inspiration for this, not just for your English learning, but also for your life. You know, if you feel like you're meant to change the world in some way, it doesn't have to be something huge, right? Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be big, but let yourself sort of hear that voice and start taking little steps to move towards that. Link your goal to a purpose and get to work.
Yeah. And if I could just add one more
thing. Please do. Please do.
Because I did a lot of meditation and writing and thought processing on this. Essentially, I think what we all want is motivation, energy, and really, this is going to sound interesting, but we want something worthy of our attention. Mm. We want something that keeps our attention, is worthy of that. And so it's not even so much the goal or the purpose, but it is that goal or purpose that creates the essential need for attention.
I like
to
that.
Our life. And we want to be attentive to our life. The worst thing in the world, the worst thing is to not feel like it's worth our attention. And that
is the
saddest.
To be complacent, right?
Yeah. And something we're just like, I don't feel like paying attention and we don't feel good. So, it's not so much the goal has to be perfect, but it has to be something that creates attention for your life. And one thing I think that really, really creates attention, because it doesn't need to even be a really big goal, like I'm going to change the world, I'm going to change poverty. but I think it kind of, in some sense, we actually have to link it to it helping a single person and imagining that. And for me, I imagine that there's a girl that is, you know, she doesn't have the best opportunities in life and she's a little helpless. And in a way, she's almost like my sister and she's waiting for me. And I think that it, to some extent, our goals ultimately connect with other, helping other people. So
I like
if you really need, if there's that day, I had that day yesterday where you're like, I don't know why I'm doing any of this. And you're discouraged. Maybe think on a personal level of who you're going to affect.
Think about that one person whose life you're going to change.
Yeah.
Ooh, through your goal. I love it. Christy, this has been fantastic. What a cool topic. And we would love to hear your thoughts on this topic, guys. So why don't you come on over to allearsenglish.com/214 and let us know what you think about this idea. So thanks for listening today, guys, and have a good day.
You're welcome. Thanks, Lindsay. Thanks for having me. Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, follow our show wherever you listen to podcasts to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.